I don't know what it's going to be. We'll see. We'll see. Chavis Halbava.
How many votes has it been?
Secret information. That's secret information. Three, and it's two against one. I'm not doing it according to the vote. I'm not going according to a vote. I just, the people that responded say, like, for sure 8 to 8:30 is better. Okay. There's going to be a new shiur, by the way. I don't know why I'm announcing it. There's going to be a new shiur night seder, a halachas shiur, given from 10 after 9, or 5 after 9, till quarter after 10. Not by me. So it's halachas shiur going through Shulchan Aruch. The Magid Shir doesn't want me to say his name publicly, but it's an experienced Magid Shir, and it's going to be a Shtikl Daf Yomi style. They're going to do like a Siman a day of Shulchan Aruch. They're starting with Yoredei Yehuchas Kibbut Ava'im, and the plan is to go through Arba Chalkei Shulchan Aruch from 5 after 9 till 9 till 10:15, 5 nights a week here in Beis Tefillah. Okay. So if that interests you, that's going to be starting the second week in Elul, probably. New chiddush that was in Chiddush in the last 24 hours. Okay, we're doing the Chiddush Halvados now. We're on page Yud Aleph on the bottom. Page Yud Aleph on the bottom. He talked about he's looking into earlier doros. He's decided to write the sefer, and he's looking at earlier doros. And he's saying v'chein kavu b'maseches avos. He says the earlier doros. He's talking about in the time of Chazal. So they learned the basic principles of halachas, and if a shaila came up, they either extrapolated, or they said svaras what would be to extrapolate, and if they had a machlokas, they voted on it, and life was simple. You didn't have any svarim with the name kihilchasa. Life was simpler. So what they spend their time a whole day doing? He said they spent their time perfecting their character, working on their midos, and working on their chovas halvavos. The chen kavu b'maseches avos. In other words, the chovas ha'ivarim is kid stuff. That's what he's saying. You learn what you're supposed to do, and that's all. And if a shayla comes up, you ask a shayla. That's all. What's the big deal? They didn't have like hagos on the shulchan aruch and hagos on the hagos. And you didn't have the whole what I call the kehilchaso syndrome. You know, the svarim that end up with the word kehilchaso. The encyclopedic, they didn't have that. Whether we're better off because of it or worse off because of it, I don't want to say in a sentence or two because it'll be misunderstood. But the Chavis Halvavus is saying, you know, in people put too much stress on chumras and double chumras, what Ravendel Kaplan, that's how my Rebbe used to call kafel shmoina chumras. That was his name for it. It's a reference to each tzitzit of the tzitzit being made out of eight strings in itself. So it's a chumrah. So that was, it said in Europe it was called kafel shmoina chumras. And the basics of Judaism, of Yiddishkeit, are like left, and you don't know from it. So he says Chazal wrote Maseches Avos for that purpose. Their musrehem, umidoseyem, their character development, ethical behavior. These are chovas halvavos. Midos, their acheretz, the way you treat, the way you feel about your fellow Jew, the way you conduct yourself when it's not a technical mitzvah avera. This is Maseches Avos, and this is what they wrote in Maseches Avos. Kol Echad, we go over to Daf Yud Beis, Bismano uvimakomo. He's implying that each Tana wrote for his door, because Maseches Avos is makif, many doros, wrote for his door what he felt the door needed. If the door needed chizik in a certain area, that's what... Morale doesn't learn like that, that's for sure. The morale's explanation of why each Tana said what he said is not what the Chavis Halvavos is saying. Just agavurchen, these four short words, four or five words, the Chavis Halvavos is saying that each Tana in Maseches Avos wrote what he felt the people of his place or generation needed to hear, that's what they wrote. The Gambale HaGemara, when you get past the Tanoim and you get to the Amoraim, his Giru, they were all into Mipi HaTzadikim Shekodmon Mashemore Al Kitzer Hekef Limudim. They ironically talked about that the learning was limited But the Chayvus Halvavos was much more. Val Otsim Hesaskuskam B'tikun Ma'aseihem. B'hu Amram, there's a very, very, very famous Gemara in Brachos Tavchav, and everybody here knows the Gemara, but, you know, you say, oh, how cute, you know, like it's such a cute Gemara. But the Chayvus Halvavos takes the Gemara seriously. And that is the bemoaning of the fact that the Rishonim, the Gemara says, they had Nisim done for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to their aid when they needed help. And we don't, it's not, Hashem is like, what's happening? Knock, knock, nobody home. B'shnei d'Rav Yehuda, and in those earlier years, Kula Tanyu ibn Azikin Havu, they learned much less than we do. They were limited to learning Azikin. Maybe it means the whole Seder Azikin, maybe it means the three bubbles. Banon Kamasnina Tuba, we learned Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, we Chaza. We know, you know, Tyrus, this, that, that. The evil Rav Yehuda, but you see Rav Yehuda, Karavi Sholof Chad Nesanei, when he would pray for rain and he would exhibit Tsar just by taking off one shoe. Like, you take off both shoes, it's the inui of not having the Elas Nalayim, like we have in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So he would just take off one shoe when they needed rain to daven, and he would, in other words, he would just exhibit a little Tsar, Haviyosei Mitra, boom, you know. Get the umbrellas out. Banon, and we fast, Manina, Vazlina, Manina, famous Gemara. And we daven and we bang on the gates of heaven and we cry and we fast. The lack of the Mashkazban, nobody's home. And we learn much more than they do. Amri lay, and they answered him, Kamoi, this is Rapapa and Abaye, the Brachos Tavchav. Kamoi avimasrin avshayo al Kedushas Hashem. Banon loy masrina nashin al Kedushas Hashem. So, I think. So when you learn the Gemara and the Balei Musar that say over that Gemara, they are indeed they're Madgish, the Inyan of the Sirus Nefesh. But I think how I read the Chayvus Halvavos, it's not per se the Sirus Nefesh that did the trick. That's how I'm reading the Chayvus Halvavos. It's not the point is not the Sirus Nefesh per se. The point is the Chayvus Halvavos. They felt they cared about Yiddishkeit. It mattered to them. And if they saw something that was improper, they cared about it. It bothered them. Because they had the Chayvus Halvavos. So they were whatever they did, there's a story in the Gemara, he ripped off the red dress or the red coat of a woman that he thought she was Jewish. They cared. They had the Chayvus Halvavos. For Amru, so that's one example, because he's giving examples that they were more into Chayvus Halvavos. Amar Abuna, this is what I said over on Shabbos. Kolosik b'Torah b'Levad, don't make k'mishen le'aloika. What does it mean k'mishen le'aloika? Here Rashi speaks out that en le'aloika means to come to his aid if he needs help. If you don't have k'milas chasodim, also shenema v'yomim rabim liyisrael lelo al k'ms. We won't go into what the drasha is. Ela b'Torah b'k'milas chasodim. So. Again, when I first learned this, I was struck, and I said, well, like, why is Chesed any more Chayvus Halvavos than learning Torah? And then I realized he's saying a very important yesod, that indeed Chesed and Ben Adam Lachaveiro should, I'm not saying it has to, it's not Ma'akev Lachaveiro, but the idea of the Hashem, the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the idea of the Torah making the imperative of Chesed or Bein Odom Lachaveiro, it's supposed to stem from the Atalayacha Kamocha. It's supposed to stem from a feeling that you care about a fellow Jew. It's not, you know, you take a lulav and you shake it, you don't care about the lulav. Right? You take a Jew and you give him stokka, you do him a favor, so it's not an inanimate object. It's not a lulav. The Jew is not a lulav that you're doing a mitzvah with. Now, again, someone came over to me on Shabbos. It's maybe a discussion in itself, because it doesn't mean, Chazal doesn't mean to say that you should give tzedakah and do chesed because you feel bad, not because Hashem said you should. Certainly, we have to do things lishma, because we're fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. But the point of the Chayvus Halvavos is that the Ratzon Hashem in Bein Odom Lachaveiro, part of the Ratzon Hashem is that you should feel for a fellow Jew. And in that feeling, do for him, help him. Not that you should be cold and emotionless and you couldn't care less about the guy, but okay, I got to do a mitzvah, here's your money, here's your car rides, here's your achnasas orachim, and you're really like, you know, you're like cold as a stone. That's what you see in the Chedrus HaLavas. That's wrong. You're ruining what you're doing. And the truth is, if I may say a Dvar Torah, if there's two categories called Benogam Lamokam and Benogam Achadero, you see that you sold their gufa. Because if it would be that you're remaining cold and emotionless, and the Jew is a lulav that you're supposed to shake, you shake a lulav and you give a Jew a ride in your car, but it's just an object with which you're doing a mitzvah, then it's borrowed by me that there would be no separate category of Benogam Machadero. Because what's Benogam Machadero? It's all Benogam Lamokam. You have a lulav that's tall and skinny, and if you have a Jew that you're giving a ride to, he's maybe short and fat. No difference. But if the Tzivui Hashem, you see from the Chayvus Halvavos, is that you're supposed to feel for your fellow Jew, it's a Chayvus Halvavos, he says, then, oh, that's Benogam Machadero. You're doing it mitoch the feeling of caring to your fellow Jew. That's a yesod that I feel is worthwhile to have spoken out. Okay, stop here.